This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
We're live, PPG Paints in Burleson. It's the grand opening. They got tacos back there. They have buy one, get one free specials. Texas Motor Speedway is here. Swing on by. You can win Rangers tickets. Here's Chuck Morgan with an announcement about the man of the hour.
Your attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, now entering the game for baseball nuggets. Former Rangers left-hander, number one in your heart, number 51 in your program. For baseball nuggets. Mike Bassett.
All right, let's talk about a forgotten man. Last year, R.J. Choppy had to eat his card because he didn't make it, and that's Tim Tebow. Well, he was promoted to Double-A this year. He's playing Double-A baseball in Binghamton for the Mets, and he's honestly not doing bad. I want to give Tim Tebow a lot of credit. Now, if you remember Michael Jordan back with the Chicago White Sox in Birmingham, Alabama in 1994.
The Barons.
I think he batted 201. Until he decided, you know what, I'm going to go back and play NBA basketball. Tim Tebow in Double-A right now is batting 245 with four homers, 21 RBIs. Now, he does have 71 strikeouts, second most in the Eastern League, while playing left field for Double-A in the Mets. And they kind of asked him, he's 30 years old, and he said, I've always believed in myself, so I'm not going to stop now. They kind of asked him, are you going to stop? And I thought, the article in USA Today says struggling in the minors is not ready to give up. And I get it. I'm not seeing him play. So I'm not seeing his 245 batting averages. The ball just kind of blooping over the shortstop's head, ground balls in between third and short that are just finding holes. And just this 245 average could be really lucky.
That was kind of his NFL career, too. Really lucky.
Yeah. But those are not bad numbers. Think about this. If you're batting 245 now, I have to get my head around this, and I think we need to get this into baseball fans' head. 245 is an above-average batting average in Major League Baseball now. Just barely. Like about 240, 242 is an average player now in Major League Baseball, which is – that's crazy to me that that's like, hey – if you see a guy in the lineup and it says 240, you're like, ooh, that's a pretty good hitter. He's batting 240.
I used to think around 270 was the number where I'd be like, hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah, if you're batting 275 10 years ago, you'd say, okay, 275, this guy, you know, finds a way to get hits. Now it's if you're batting 245, you're like, man, that guy finds a way to get on base and get hits. It's kind of a weird deal we're going through in baseball where we have to look at a guy like Nomar Mazara batting about 265 to 270 and go, it's a really good batting average in Major League Baseball. It's weird.
No, I will never get there. I've been alive too long, Mike. I'll never get there. You bat 300. That's when you're good.
It's really weird. The Giants and the Red Sox, the last I looked on Sunday, were tied for the Major League lead in team batting average.
At like 260?
265 is what leads Major League Baseball in team batting average. Where it used to be, I know I go back to when I played. But back when I played, which was only 10 years ago, so not a long, long time ago, but a little bit, like your league leader in batting average for a team would be 302. Like the Red Sox were awesome. They were batting 302. Like literally you'd have some Ranger teams back in the heyday of huge offense. Team batting average, 287, 295. Like that was considered a top five team hitting if you were close to or batting 300 as a team. And now 265 is the major league best as a team. So Tim Tebow, doing bad.
A 245 hitter in Double-A, if he would come up to the big leagues,
yeah.
What are we looking at? 180, 205?
So, yeah, it's tough to judge. I'm sure, you know, they would try to start figuring him out a little bit quicker. Obviously, he's in Double-A. These guys never played high school against him. They never played college against him. They probably, for the most part, never played minor league baseball against him. So when you're trying to figure out Tim Tebow and what are kind of his holes and weaknesses, you're not sure. You're just going to pitch him as kind of this big lefty who's swinging really long. And then after about a month or so, teams start trying to figure out, okay, I think we can kind of pitch him this way in Double-A, but still, you're not going to get the same video and stuff that in the analytics that you're going to get at a major league level to take advantages of a guy's weaknesses. But I would just like to throw out there, Tim Tebow not doing a bad job. By the way, the Mets doing a bad job. I would not put any money on Tim Tebow playing in the major leagues this year. But things are trending to me, not in a negative direction the way USA Today put out this article, but in a positive direction. He's batting 245 at 30 years old in his second year of ever playing baseball at a high level. I don't know. You could go to Frisco stats. I don't have them pulled up. But I think 245 would not be a bad average on that team. You'd say, okay, I mean, that's a everyday player in Frisco that's doing okay. I wouldn't consider him a prospect at all, but I'd consider him a guy who can play major or play, you know, a double-A baseball.
I'm all over these Frisco Rough Rider stats, Mike. I'm going to get them for you. I'm going to find the 240 guy that's going to come ball.
That's Jose Trevino. I've heard that name, the catcher.
Yeah, and he'll probably be a September call-up for the Rangers as a catcher.
I mean, it's no Scott Heinemann, who's played seven games and is raking.
Why are we hating on Hunter Cole? Why isn't he coming up to the bigs? Homie's batting 330 in 53 games, Mike.
Okay.
Why don't we just bring up the guys who play well?
I don't know.
He's got 8 home runs. He's batting 330.
Well, good job.
I like Hunter Cole.
All right, Hunter Cole doing good. Well, anyways, Tim Tebow playing double-A baseball and not doing bad. So I think the article, I think to get the headlines was I clicked on it because I thought he was going to quit or maybe, you know, he's doing really bad, and I was very surprised at his double-A numbers. Now, another guy in double-A, and his numbers are unbelievable. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., some of the best numbers you'll ever see in the history of minor league baseball.
Hunter Cole's batting 357 in Round Rock, Mike.
Okay.
He hit 330 in Frisco, now 357 in Round Rock. What do you got to be to get called up? You got to be 22 years old, the first-round pick?
I don't know. How old is he?
25.
Okay.
It's his time. It's Hunter Cole time.
Hey, I mean, you just need to hope people get hurt. We got Chu and we got Mazzara on the corners. It said he's a right fielder, at least according to the deal. You got Joey Gallo who plays over there in the corners.
Why are we hating on Hunter Cole, though? He's out here balling.
I don't know. He's doing better than, I guess, Willie Calhoun, huh?
Prospect rankings are stupid. Bring up the guys that are ballers.
So, anyways, moving on. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., he hurt his knee, so he's out a month. So if you were looking for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. To come up to the major leagues anytime soon, probably not. So he's going to miss pretty much all of June and then get back to playing probably double-A in Toronto's organization. And then maybe you'll see him in August. So if you're looking for Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who was tearing it up in the minor leagues with just – he's batting like 430, getting on base over 50% of the time.
That's better than Hunter Cole.
It is better than Hunter Cole.
That's not easy to do.
He will not be up soon. Now, let's go to a former Texas Ranger. And there are multiple articles written about Chris Davis, Baltimore Orioles first baseman. I'm pretty sure we're not following the Baltimore Orioles too much in the state of Texas.
Is he better than Hunter Cole?
No, he's not better than Hunter Cole. Here's the articles. Chris Davis is about to become, if this keeps up, the worst player in Major League Baseball history for a season.
He's batting 150.
In 56 games and 224 plate appearances, he's batting 153 with a 232 on-base percentage, 4 home runs, 15 RBIs, and he just recently scored his 10th run of the season. So if you just go back to 2015, there was 47 home runs, then 38, and then 26 last year. So his numbers went down. After that 53 home run, third in MVP voting, 138 RBIs, 286 batting average, his numbers they came down a lot in 2014 and then kind of popped back up, and now they've gradually come down. I don't know if he's going to be this bad.
You ready for a secret that I'm going to break to you?
Okay.
When did he get paid?
Probably
somewhere around 50 home run or 47 home run season that he had there.
2016 was his new contract.
Yeah, so he hit 53 bombs in 13, 47 in 15. Then he got paid and he stopped being so good. Let me tell you what I would have done, Mike. I would have used everything I could have to get an advantage until I got my massive payday, and then I would have stopped doing it.
I would have started living the good life, too.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's the bad news for Baltimore. They're paying him $23 million this year, and he's batting 153. They owe him $23 million in 19, in 20, in 21, and 22. There's no way to get out of it. He's owed $92 million over the next 4 seasons after this.
What if he gets popped? What if you get popped for can you get out?
You can't get out of the contract, but you don't have to pay him the days you're missing. So Robinson
that's why
Cano.
You stop.
Robinson Cano right now is losing money because he's not getting paid. So his contract is doing this, and he's not getting the money as, you know, that daily pay or the every 2 weeks pay he's not getting. He doesn't recoup that.
Just goes to show how difficult it is, and I guess, you know, we can rejoice that he didn't actually play good for the Rangers in those couple of seasons.
Yeah, I mean,
they were giving him every chance in the world 8 years ago.
And if you go 2 or 3 years back on kind of maybe killing the Rangers organization for giving up on him too soon, and, I mean, yeah, obviously he almost won the MVP, but from that point on, that 53 home run season, he's had one other good season. And from now, there's articles that this is, they've done all these analytical stats. He's a negative two in WAR, not like 0.2, but a whole two. A replacement level would give you two more wins.
Holy cow.
That's how bad it is.
So what do the Orioles do here? Do they just cut him a check and tell him to go away?
No,
or do they keep riding it out?
They gave him 2 days off the other day. I think you just keep giving him days off. Maybe you put him on the player has to agree to this. When I talk about the Phantom DL, that means you're not hurt. You just go on the disabled list. The player has to agree to that. So if the player is under a major league contract and you say, we obviously don't want to release you, but we want to put you on the disabled list and give you time off. And if that player says no, then you have to release them if that's your, you know, if you want to take them off the 25-man roster.
The horrible thing for teams is once you get paid like that, it just doesn't make any financial sense to roid. You know, what, I'm going to roid and give up $8 or $9 million.
Wow, that's third. Quite an accusation.
Well, I'm just saying hypothetically.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You know, 50 games, right? Is it 50 games or
80.
Is it? It's 80 games.
80
so
games.
It's $11 million if you get caught.
Yeah, you stop immediately after you say.
It's like to Robinson Cano, like he's now, you know, 20 games into his 80-game suspension. The Mariners just came out because D. Gordon has moved to second base. And they're like, look, when Robinson Cano comes back, we're not going to play him every day this year, even though we're paying him a lot of money, because we have to, if we're good enough to make the playoffs, we have to prepare for the playoffs without him, because you can't play in the playoffs if you test positive for PEDs in that season, even if you come back. So article saying, yeah, when Cano comes back, we'll use him. But we're not going to use them as like a key piece because we know we can't even use them as a key piece in the big games.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.